Next individual, please.
Item 1278, request of Mimi Gurman to address council regarding the right to petition my government.
Good morning.
My name is Mimi Gurman, and I'd like to state for the record that Chloe Udaly is again not here for my testimony. I have two poems in honor of Chloe Udaly, since she loves my poems so much, today for my testimony. The first one is called Mr. Wheeler. I send him poems to remind him that reality lurks between the silences of words. He reads them, says thank you, that he likes them. Outside the hungry huddle, wondering if this day will succumb them to death's forever night. I send him poems about the earth, farming, love, the heavens, gods, and disbelievers. Anything to remind him to inhale the acrid scent of silence, to touch the solitary icicle tears on park benches below the cluster of umbrella trees. He reads each word, each poem, and dutifully, with the lap napkin upbringing that old money buys, he says thank you. Stranded shadows in the doorways haunt, and discarded blankets on benches beseech. I will send him poems again today. Poem number 2. Help me to understand. Help me to understand why you carry guns and I carry blankets, or why cops murder children and cities murder the unhoused. Help me to understand why you have a roof while others get an overpass, or why simply existing with no place to go warrants arresting the houseless and refusing them rest. Help me to understand why money flows for developers, yet city coffers are hollowed of food and shelter for people, or why black is to fear and white is to embrace. Help me to understand the hatred that pours from these halls, drowning the soul of this city in poverty, or why your garden grows manicured obsessions, while ours toxic compost from your unsustainable incompetence. Help me to understand why the fabric of the flag hasn't burned beneath your feet for punishing the houseless for existing, or how one values money but never a poem. Help me to understand how you are mistaken and delusional, thinking that we'd elected you kings and queens. Help me to understand why Chloe Udaly platformed a white supremacist twice but calls herself an activist, why we still don't know if she paid taxes on her crowdfunding money for her bookstore, or why she berates us for not doing our homework about her nephew, whom she says was shot by cops, although there's no information to be found on him, and when we find nothing, we're told it's none of our business. Help me to understand why Udaly can walk out or not show up repeatedly for public testimony denying us of our First Amendment rights to petition our government, our entire government, or why she can bully and intimidate constituents through Facebook yet still sit in that chair. Help me to understand why the city attorney is protecting you daily by denying public records requests, or why city council at large is allowing Chloe Udaly to walk out, play hooky, or disappear during public testimony on a routine basis. Help me to understand why Commissioner Udaly is still a commissioner on the city council. Thank you.
Thank you.